And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Tuesday, April 13, 2021. Today in the news, anyone who understands the gold story already knows that the price is significantly undervalued, reports FX Empire. Our valuation model is now reading at $3,759 an ounce, more than double the recent $1,744 level. So why isn't gold already way up there? Well, gold really needs a positive catalyst, they write, one that regrettably for many mainstream market analysts shall become the reality. And that is, there shan't be a materially robust post-COVID economic boom. Our forecast high this year is $2,401 an ounce for gold, and in time, our scoreboard valuation of $3,759. Well, today's inflation is deliberate and disastrous, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. The coming inflation is not cyclical, it's structural. The distinction is important. Cyclical inflation is more or less benign. It's a feature of the business cycle. But cometh the Fed's fake money, and the whole cyclicality of it collapses. Prices rise, not because a robust economy has increased demand, but because the government has created fake dollars that bid for goods and services just as if they had been gotten honestly. Structural inflation, in other words, is not a natural feature of the business cycle. It's a government policy, intentional, deliberate, and disastrous. Well, the markets continue on their path of record disconnect from reality, reports Zero Hedge. The ghost of 2013 indeed is hanging over this market. Nothing matters, and the trend remains fully intact, and new record market highs are made every month. Overbought, stretched, vertical, with gains based on many unfulfilled overnight gaps beneath. Back in September 2020, this type of action resulted in a 10.5% correction. So this nonstop melt-up is exhibiting some signs that something is afoot as the markets are reaching key technical zones. My view? This market has an appointment with many open gaps to fill to the downside. Well, the SEC finds that some funds that say they're green really aren't, reports Bloomberg. U.S. regulators have some bad news for investors who are trying to do good things with their money. The ESG fund might not really be all that green or socially conscious. There's a high risk that some money managers are promoting their funds as so-called environmental, social, and governance products when the reality is quite different. According to a report released Friday by the SEC, their warning comes as more and more firms are racing to label their investments as sustainable to attract dollars. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.